be opening your Bibles to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. While you're turning there, I'm going to read from the ending of Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age." That was Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. Now, in Galatians chapter 2, to begin with, I want to read verse 20. Galatians 2, verse 20. "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." I'll read a little bit more in Galatians chapter 2 in just a few minutes, but I will tell you that our lesson will orient around verse 20 in Galatians 2. Did you notice in verse 20 that Paul starts out by saying, "I have been crucified with Christ"? I have been crucified with Christ. Who do you belong to? We could get a variety of answers to that question. Who do you belong to? I could answer that question by saying, well, this is my mother, this is my father. Or I could answer that question by saying, I belong to my wife. Beth is in North Carolina, but I could say I belong to her. We talked about that from 1 Corinthians 7 this morning a little bit. And she could answer the question that she belongs to me. There's a lot of different ways that we can answer that question. We could answer it by giving our name. We could answer that question by saying where we came from. We could also answer that question by saying, well, you know, I've been here for so many years. And you have thoughts going round in your head while I'm talking about this. We could speak of it from the standpoint of who we give allegiance to. We could talk about our flag, the American flag. We could talk about it from the standpoint of our state flag. So we can answer that question in a number of different ways. I don't know just exactly how you respond to that question. Some people may defiantly respond to that question by saying, "I don't belong to anybody. I don't answer to anyone." Fact of the matter is, you do. Amen. Whether you realize it or not, you do. And you really, if you want to be defiant and speak like that, you really don't want to know what that means. You really don't. These are questions that people ask from time to time. And they're also questions that you may ask other people. There's nothing more surprising than to be in a group of people and have someone look directly at you and say, "Who are you? Where do you come from?" Me? Why are you asking me? Sometimes a little pride slips out. Sometimes it does. In some situations it should. In some situations it should not. How do you respond? How do you answer? Let me give you two passages of Scripture different from the ones here in Galatians 2 or 3. There's another one of those little nits flying around here. But anyway, if they're bothering me, they're not bothering you. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 18, 19, and 20. Maybe I should take a moment and read that. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 18, 19, and 20. Interesting context here. Interesting context here. Flee sexual immorality. All sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? Now listen to the finish here. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Usually, when we read this passage of Scripture, we're talking about sexual immorality. But and we forget that the statement is made in here that you are not your own. You were bought at a price. The price was Christ on the cross. So think about that. Think about that a little bit. I won't read this, but you know what it says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Paul tells us that our citizenship is in heaven. Now, we, as many people around the globe, take great pride in where we live and our citizenship. I mentioned the flag a moment ago. Do you understand that as a child of God, as a Christian, as one who has been baptized into Christ, that you, your citizenship is in heaven? It would do us all a world of good if we would think about that very seriously. Our citizenship is in heaven. In Ephesians chapter 2, there's the verse I want to read in Ephesians chapter 2 tells us about how we were before we put on Christ. In verse 11 and 12, therefore, this is Ephesians chapter 2. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth, called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, that done in the body by the hands of men. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope, without God in the world. That's us before putting on Christ. After we put on Christ, our citizenship is in heaven. I want to spend just a few minutes here in Galatians chapter 2 and talk about belonging to Christ and just simply encouraging us to behave like we belong to our Savior. Now, let's go back here to Galatians chapter 2. In Galatians chapter 2, go right back with me to verse 11. There's not many verses here, but I'll read this and just a few thoughts along the way. Verses 11, 12, and 13. Both Paul and Peter were apostles of Jesus Christ. When Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he was clearly in the wrong. Before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles, But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles, because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. The other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy, so that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray. Just simply put, Peter was in the wrong. Peter, you remember, was the apostle who preached to Cornelius, opening the gospel to the Gentiles. And now here he has a problem. Things at times can go wrong, even for good, well-meaning people. But God sent Paul to correct the matter. A little bit further on here in verses 14, 15, and 16. When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter in front of them all, "You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs?" The one thing I want you to see in these verses, you can read 15 and 16 along with it, is they were not that Peter was not behaving in keeping with the truth of the gospel. There was a standard of conduct, a standard of behavior. It was revealed in what Paul is calling here the truth of the gospel. The emphasis here being on truth that's been revealed. But anyway, the rest of it. "When we who are Gentiles by birth and not are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law, because by observing the law, no one will be justified." Now we'll get to what's important here in verses 17 through 21. "If while we seek to be justified in Christ, it becomes evident that we ourselves are sinners, does that mean that Christ promotes sin? Absolutely not. If I rebuild what I destroyed, I prove that I am a lawbreaker. For through the law, I died to the law, that I might live to God." Now, verse 20 is where the rubber meets the road. "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing." Again, look at verse 20. See what it says. Paul says, "I have been crucified with Christ." Now, let me give you some related passages. I hope this doesn't seem to be hodgepodge, but let me give you some related passages that will help us to understand this business of being crucified with Christ. I really think that if you read it very carefully and very, very slowly and think about it, you'll understand what Paul is trying to get at here. "I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Paul has given himself to Christ. Well, let's look at a few of these other related passages. In Romans chapter 6, a couple of verses here. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We therefore were buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life or walk in newness of life. In the passage in Galatians 2:20 and the passage here in Romans 6:3 and 4, Paul is saying that before you became a Christian, things were different from after becoming a Christian. Or maybe that's the opposite of the way I should put it. After becoming a Christian, after being buried with Christ in baptism, after being crucified with Christ, not literally, but figuratively speaking, things are very different for Paul. Well, even back in Galatians, another passage from Galatians. I've been looking at Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Turn over to Galatians chapter 3 and let's look at a few verses here. Before and after. I started out talking about who do you belong to? A number of other questions, and how would you respond to that? And how do people respond to you when you ask where they're from and who they are and so on and so forth? All those nosy questions that we don't like people asking us, but we ask it anyway. Galatians chapter 3. Starting in verse 26. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Those that don't have faith in Christ Jesus are not sons of God. Anyway, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ or have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. That takes a little study back into the Old Testament, but you're Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise. Pretty simple, really. Pretty simple information. You remember the passage that I mentioned to you, read to you from 1 Corinthians 6:18-20. You are not your own. You're bought with a price. And the passage from Philippians 3:20. Our citizenship is in heaven. If we've put on Christ, if we've been crucified with Christ, if we've been buried with Christ, then our citizenship is in heaven. My encouragement to you today is, if that's the case, then live like you belong to Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And if you don't belong to Him, then take the steps necessary. Let me give you one last passage of Scripture. This again is from, this is from 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. It's good sometimes to look at ourselves again and evaluate. I don't know about you, but I'm like everyone else. I don't like someone else looking at me and being nitpicky with this, that, and the other. Sometimes we need to do that, but we don't like it. I don't like it. You don't like it. Listen to what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Examine yourselves. Now you can do that, or we can do that as a group and say, well, we're strong here, we're weak here. But if you want to look at it from a very personal standpoint, you can say, well, Paul is telling each one of us to examine ourselves. Okay. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test? And I trust that you will discover that we have not failed the test. Very simply put, who do you belong to? Have you been crucified with Christ? Have you put on Christ? There's some pretty straightforward passages of Scripture that we've considered this morning. I ask that you simply evaluate yourself. If you have put on Christ, and that was the point of 2 Corinthians 13, 5 and 6, if you have put on Christ, examine yourselves. If you've chosen not to put on Christ, examine yourself too. We're going to sing a song of encouragement, and if we can assist you in your obedience to the gospel, we'll do so. If we can assist you by praying for you, we'll do so. Let's stand and sing together.